From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. When there's news at the beginning of the show, that means it's more important, so listen up. Here are today's top stories. The CDC announced today they're nearing completion of a coronavirus test that always comes back negative. CDC Director Robert Redfield said he was confident that once the test was complete, it would have a dramatic effect on the amount of coronavirus cases reported in the future. And in Buffalo, New York, two police officers have been suspended after staining a perfectly clean sidewalk with blood. Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling the officers' actions against the city's concrete slabs both utterly indecent and fundamentally offensive. Okay, I know I said those were today's top stories, but, well, I lied. Sorry. Back with today's top story right after this.
What's your emergency?
I need help. There's an African-American man in the park threatening me.
We're sending an officer. What's your location, ma'am?
That was the 911 call placed by Birmingham resident Kelly Brosnan, a white woman who was taking a walk in the park by herself when she says she was harassed in broad daylight by a statue of Black civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. OPR correspondent Marcy Hammond has more. Marcy?
Thanks, Leslie. Kelly Brosnan says she was minding her own business on a socially distanced walk through a local park this week when she realized her path was suddenly blocked by a Black man statue. Video of the incident has gone viral on social media, but it appears to show that the statue of Dr. King may not have actually done anything wrong. Take a listen.
I said, excuse me, you're blocking the path. Why are you looking at me like that? Stop it. Don't you come any closer, or I will call the police and tell them that there is a very dark and very shiny African-American effigy harassing me.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. That statue was just sitting there minding its own business. It didn't do anything wrong.
Even so, police officers responded to the call shortly after Ms. Brosnan confronted the monument, which unfortunately only escalated the situation.
Sir, you are under arrest. I'm not going to ask you again. Put your hands behind your back, or I will have to use force. All right, that's it. Tase him!
Oh, God, that's just terrible. What kind of country do we live in where a statue of a civil rights icon can't just be in the park without getting attacked by police? Are they actually defending this excessive use of force?
They are, Leslie. According to officers on the scene, they saw what they believed to be a weapon in the hand of the statue. Now, that, of course, just turned out to be the Bible Dr. King was holding. But if it had been a weapon, then things really could have turned out bad.
Well, I suppose that's true. In the heat of the moment, you just sort of have to react.
Well, I spoke with Officer Jim Haskell, who was on the scene that day, and he explained to me that this actually wasn't the first complaint issued against the statue.
We've had reports of this statue hanging around the park in the same spot, rain or shine, at all hours of the day and night. We've even on occasion seen it used as a meeting spot for drug deals. So, frankly, we weren't surprised to discover who the complaint was about.
Huh, well, when they put it that way, that does sound sort of suspicious. Maybe the statue wasn't so innocent after all.
Pair that with Martin Luther King Jr.'s past malfeasance of serving time in a Birmingham jail, and you might even say the police here did the whole community a favor by tearing down the statue and destroying it in the street.
Yeah, it just goes to show there are always two sides to every story. Thank you, Marcy. That's OPR's Marcy Hammond. Back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, fuck me, I thought this episode was over. Shit. Here's what else you need to know today. Fears of a national meat shortage are leading many Americans to stockpile on food in their body's fat reserves. Men, women, and children across the country have all reportedly been gobbling up steaks, burgers, hot dogs, and chicken tenders, among other sources of fat and protein, and doing their best not to burn off any of the calories. Sounds like a good plan. Better safe than sorry. And some good news out of the world of Walt today. Disneyland announced that it plans to reopen lines next week. Theme park goers will be allowed to stand in their lines for all the park's rides from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. while maintaining a 6-foot distance from all other patrons. And finally, a fascinating new study is touting the positive effects of a controversial drug today. According to researchers, ketamine has been found to be an effective treatment for not being high enough. Studies found that by taking even just small amounts of the dissociative anesthetic, subjects were able to get as fucked up as they wanted to be, and in several cases even more fucked up than they had planned or wanted. Might have to give that a try. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. Just wanted to take a moment here at the end of the show to see if anyone had anything they wanted to say to me. Nothing? Not even a sorry we forgot about your birthday yesterday, Leslie. Hope you had a great day. Not even that, huh? Well, I guess it's times like these where you find out who your true friends are. Oh, let me guess, the card's in the mail. Shove it. Maybe try it a little harder next year. This is the topical. We'll see you tomorrow.